Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Ryan Donovan, the CTO of Hootsuite. Good morning, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks, and thanks for joining us today. So,
My pleasure.
To start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yes, so I've been in tech for a very long time. Kind of started my career at the dawn of the internet, went to work for Microsoft early in my career, spent about 9.5 years there working on e-commerce just as it became an enterprise workload as general manager of the e-commerce product line there. Left to go to work for a small Canadian software company that is very closely partnered with my former group at Microsoft and ran all of their operating functions there. That was eventually acquired by a Seattle-based digital agency, which is how I ended up in Seattle for this turn of events. They ended up through a windup of a long-term partnership with Microsoft, ended up with a license to the intellectual property of Microsoft Commerce Server, so built that into its own company, which got sold to Sitecore, which is one of the market leaders in digital experience management. So I, after integrating that business, we rose to run all of product R&D and became CTO there, working for the two co-founders, helped see Sitecore to a successful exit private equity in 2016, stayed at the company for a couple more years, and then moved over to my current role at Hootsuite, where I lead all of our product and technology teams.
Wow, that's quite a varied background and a lot in the Pacific Northwest, I noticed. So what does Hootsuite do? I mean, I've certainly heard of them. They're getting a lot of buzz lately. So what is it exactly that they do? Who's their target audience and what do they do for them?
So Hootsuite basically was founded in 2009 and effectively invented the category of social media management tool sets. So what our tools do is we help businesses, everything from solopreneurs to Fortune 50 and everything in between, manage their social media presence. So we cover, the social marketing use case, we cover the social selling use case, also employee advocacy and a distributed social rollout. And then with our recent acquisition of Spark Central, we are moving into the social care use cases as well, which is a very hot topic with as a result of COVID-19.
Interesting. So social care in general or social like elderly care or just care in general?
Just social care in general, because it's, social has now emerged as the preferred digital channels for customer care interactions, surpassing, email for the first time ever in the last 12 months.
Wow. Interesting. So you basically touched on COVID. COVID hit just about a year ago today. Everything went to remote. What effect did that have on your particular company and your customers?
Okay, so the answer was it had a lot of impact. And so for us, we became a remote workforce overnight, basically a year ago last week. And so, Hootsuite has historically had a small number of remote employees, but was largely centered around our offices in Vancouver, Toronto, London, Bucharest, Milan, Rome, and Sydney, Australia, as well as in Germany and Spain and France. And so we had to learn how to become a remote company overnight, especially as the lockdown started. So it started with, our European colleagues first and then rolled to globally. So, that was a big change for everyone, but we managed to pull it off kind of without a hitch. If we go back and look and say, did this really impact our productivity? The answer was no, it didn't. But it's resulted in, some very different ways for some certain teams, especially those that are really used to being in the office to work differently. In terms of our customers, it's been a phase response because we saw certain categories like travel and hospitality that basically go away overnight, like automotive, another sector that was quite hard hit. At the same time, once you got past kind of the shock effect of, certain categories going away, we started to see other categories of companies, coming online for the very first time on social. I'll give you an example, like one of my favorite customer quotes was from a manager. but now I have no choice. This is how we're going to do business going forward. And it's what our customers are demanding. And she actually liked Hootsuite because, you know, she could use Hootsuite as opposed to going native on the social networks themselves. And that's been the case for many businesses. As all of their businesses gone digital, effectively, they had to. It's either go digital or not survive.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it seems like that is the standard now. I think other forms of marketing are starting to come back up. I've noticed direct mail lately has been picking up. But digital certainly has been the biggest one that once people got over the fear, it seems like, okay, now we can start marketing again. Because for a while there, nobody knew if they would even be in business in the summer. Would you agree?
No, and a lot of, like, for example, restaurants, for example, have turned to social media to keep, you know, their audiences engaged, and then, you know, keeping it, you know, and then let them know, for example, you know, exactly how they could do business, you know, with that restaurant, for example, as lockdowns have come and gone and various protocols have come and gone. And a lot of them, for example, switched to takeout and you know, social's been a means of, like, you know, of survival for a lot of businesses like that.
Yeah, and now that things are starting to open up a little bit, are you starting to see an uptick in some of those industries that really got hit hard?
Yes. I mean, I think that we are seeing some more uptick in, for example, travel, hospitality, automotive, things like that are starting to slowly bounce back, but the recovery is going to for sure take a couple of years.
Yeah, I would think so. And you're the CTO of a company. Typically, a CTO would look out 3 to 5 years. So what do you see being the future of remote work and, you know, social media marketing in the next 3 to 5 years?
So I think that social is, so I'll start with the social piece and then go on to the remote work piece. So I think that from a social perspective, you're going to see this become a mainstream channel. Like, just like e-commerce became a mainstream channel for business in the early 2000s, we're going to see social become a mainstream channel and a table stake for businesses over the next 3 to 5 years. That it's not going to be optional, because that's where customers are and where they're going to demand to be able to interact. And that's going to be from both a marketing, sales, and a customer care perspective. And yet we're seeing that with the trailblazers now, but it's going to become a mainstream workload. And so that, I think, is just going to, that this is just part of the accelerated digital transformation that COVID-19 has sparked. On terms of remote work, I think that for many companies, what all knowledge worker positions are going to be remote by default, and offices will really be a place of collaboration for team events, but that won't be the primary place of work for many people. And you've seen this with a lot of the big tech companies, such as, you know, Microsoft, Salesforce, Google, Shopify, ourselves included, all announcing that we'll be remote by default, and offices will really be for, you know, team events or those that really want to be in an office, as opposed to, because maybe they don't have a good setup for working at home. But for these knowledge worker type of positions, I think remote is very much going to be the new default over the next while. I mean, I think a lot of people, like, don't miss the hours they would spend in the car every day. We're seeing a lot of folks, you know, want to move outside of the cities and just to get more space, you know, as opposed to, like, I can have a flat in the city, but I can have a house outside the city. So I'm going to opt for the house. And that's really driving a lot of home sales. Like, I've got some friends in the real estate business, and they're like, we're seeing, you know, unprecedented demand for homes, whereas we didn't see that in the past.
Yeah, no, I agree. Actually, this it's definitely happening in the San Francisco Bay Area. People are leaving the city of San Francisco, but they like the Bay Area, so they're moving out to the suburbs, which is actually causing the cost of housing to increase in the suburbs, which is hard to believe with everything that's going on out there. So, to finish, what do you think is going to be the future in general? Because you're a CTO, right? So what are you looking at, like, you know, the besides social media, what are the other trends you see are going to be big in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I think that the other one that I think is going to open up a lot of possibilities is going to be 5G. And so I think that's going to bring high-speed internet to a lot of places that that hadn't been. That's going to open up a lot of digital possibilities that had not previously existed, because, you know, areas that didn't have connectivity will now have connectivity, and then those that do had connectivity before will have much better connectivity, which means they can have a much richer, more immersive experience. And I think that that's just going to continue to drive the overall digital transformation that we're seeing that COVID just accelerated, which is everything's going to go digital. And everything from shopping to booking for personal care. Like, for example, I can now, you know, book a haircut through WhatsApp, which that wasn't a thing previously, but like that's now kind of my new default. And to click and collect from a shopping perspective, to just more and more digital interactions. And so I think our world's going to become a lot more digital, and you're even seeing it. Like, a good example is my parents have reluctantly admitted that it's time for them to get a smartphone.
Wow. Actually, my mother got one a while ago, but she's still a little shaky with it. But luckily, she's got grandchildren near her that are helping her with it. Mm-hmm. So interesting. You know, it's funny because you talk about that. And another thing I assume you're concerned about because of 5G and all the things going digital is security. That is also going to be a huge thing over the next 3 to 5 years. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think that the Solar Winds episode is called that into question. And so organizations need to be taking cybersecurity very seriously. I mean, it's one of our largest areas of investment. I mean, we just announced our being the first B2B social tech company to get FedRAMP certified. That was, 2 days ago. And that was a combination of a lot of very deep investments in cybersecurity. And I think the organizations are going to have to make those investments and then show them just as a matter of trust, because you have to prove and earn your trustworthiness. Because what SolarWinds has proven is that no one's immune.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And congratulations on getting FedRAMP. I know that is a difficult thing to acquire. I feel your pain. Well, Ryan, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. It's always good to talk to someone who's looking out into the future, because things are changing rapidly. Would you agree?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think that, we've seen a decade of digital transformation in 12 months, and I don't see the pace slowing down at this point. And so it's going to make for a very interesting next couple of years, even as some things return to normal, like travel. Digitization is not going anywhere. It's here to stay.
I would agree. Well, thank you again, Ryan, and have a great day.
Thank you. It's my absolute pleasure.